McLean County's proposed budget for next year appears healthier than spending plans of recent years. The county property tax rate would essentially stay the same, yet there's room for 16 new hires and pay raises for county staff after a year of early retirements, job cuts, and pay freezes. County Board Chairman John McIntyre tells GLT's Eric Stock it's too early to say whether the county has actually turned the financial corner.
It's difficult to say that the county's in a better place. We're still managing well, thanks to Bill Wasson and his staff. We went for many years with our assessed equal evaluation of being 3% and 4%, and overall, it just hadn't happened with the property around here. So we have to manage that, and we have to manage the state cuts at the same time. We have to continue to work on contracts for employees and try to be fair and give employees raises. So it's just an ongoing problem that we have. It's something we work to solve, and I think we're probably doing as best we can.
While the county is still negotiating with corrections staff and sheriff's union members, the non-union members are being proposed for a 2.25% increase, and their pay was frozen last year. Had there been, I guess, probably a certain amount of discomfort with having to do that in recent years?
Absolutely. It's always a problem when you're unable to keep salaries up for people, and cost of living goes up, and everybody wants to get some kind of a raise. And it was a very difficult time last year with the budget and the number of, if it hadn't been for being able to offer early retirement, we really were in a situation that was really going to put us into a problem. And even then, we did have to freeze salaries, and we never want to do that if we can keep from it.
County Administrator Bill Wasson had referenced in talking about property values that there is the expectation, or hope at least, that there will be increased development in rural McLean County in the coming years, in no small part because of Brandt Industries and because of Rivian. Are you seeing any preliminary signs of that as sort of an offshoot of those developments?
Yeah, we are, and we're looking at what possible areas we're going to see as far as associated companies, like suppliers, like happened with Mitsubishi, and then also as the need for employment goes up in both places, obviously we're looking for especially certain positions for people to relocate in order to be here, and that helps the economy because of housing as well.
The county relies on reimbursement from the state to a certain degree to pay for the salaries of probation officers. Mm-hmm. That reimbursement has lagged considerably in the last 2 years to the tune of $400,000. And he had indicated that it could be particularly challenging if the state does not return to its previous reimbursement levels. How much of a concern is that? And if the state doesn't get back to prior standards, that you could be looking at cuts in probation staff?
The state has never really fully funded that fund with probationary services at 100%, but they're usually around the 80-90% when you go on down that far. That $400,000, as close as we try to keep our budget to the vest, and then you have that amount of money, then it becomes a problem on where we're going to come up with that money. And so if this continues, it'll be a problem for us. It's a problem now, but we found a way to do it. Unfortunately, the state relies on us to find ways, it seems, to come up with a budget that we feel is fair and not just going out in deficit spend.
Well, the county is adding 16 employees this year in its proposed budget after cutting about 30 last year and offering early retirement. Could that number be reduced then if you're unable to get reimbursement help for these probation staffers?
You know, it might be. Part of that, the adding of employees has to do with things. Here's a good example. Veterans Court is something that was mandated, and so as a result, we have to add a few people there. In addition to the jail, we get that up and running. They've done a great job with this jail addition and being able to plan and not increase even more employees than they have for that. been able to work that out. Behavioral health coordinating has a we have a couple things going right now with the mental health and a project, a pilot project for the homeless, and that's going to require for us to put one person on staff to help oversee that as well. Very happy about that. I'm happy we're moving forward with that, and that's some sales tax money that was actually allocated for that, for these type of projects, and so we do have some sources for funds for that as well.
This is Sound Ideas. Eric Stock with John McIntyre, chairman of the McLean County Board. Another tax the county relies on every year has been on the decline steadily, and that is motor fuel tax revenue, because there's fewer miles on the road now, more fuel-efficient vehicles, and a lot of government bodies are trying to deal with this challenge any way they can. Administrator Watson had recommended maybe it's time at some point to start looking at a county fuel tax to help offset some of that cost to maintain the county's highway infrastructure. How close could we be to seeing that down the road?
That's a very difficult one to answer. First of all, we're not a home rule body, so it would have to be a state, it would have to be state legislative procedures to do that. I think many of the downstate counties, especially the smaller counties, are in worse fiscal shape than we are to keep up their roads and their infrastructure. They need that tax money. On the other hand, we're not in a, especially McLean County, we're not in a habit of just going out and raising taxes if we can find another way to do it. And that always comes about evidence this time of year with our budget. How can we find ways, you know? But it would be nice if we were able to do that, because I think the trend in motor fuel tax is that because of less usage, and it depends a lot on the obviously the price of gas as well, on what's going on with there. Hopefully we don't want the price of gas to go up just so we can have more tax.
McIntyre says the county highway department has had to get creative in resurfacing the county's roads with limited funds, but he says the county needs a long-term solution. He spoke to GLT's Eric Stock. This is Sound Ideas.